Thanks for the introduction. So my co-authors are Karthik Murthy, Vivek Sarkar, and Yili Zeng from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. So we are in the multi-core era. It exists, multi-core processor exists everywhere, like on our laptops, on our smartphone, and even on the supercomputers. So in this slide, I'm trying to show you the cores per socket system share in top 500. The data is obtained from top500.org. So in the first chart, this is from 10 years back. So here you see it was just either single core or dual core. But now if we see for this year, it's multi-core everywhere. So today all the supercomputers are having multi-core nodes. It's not just four cores. If you see, it's like 6, 8, 12, and going to 16 also. Now, what is the challenges that the scientific community is facing, those who program on these supercomputers? So we can classify that as either productivity challenge or the performance-based challenges. So in terms of productivity, there are already several existing APIs for scientific community. But how to express irregular computations, which can execute either on your local multi-core processor or can be shipped to a different node itself? So they are basically an ideal candidate for global load balancing or distributed work scheduling. So now in terms of performance, as we all know, using a process per node, that is MPI everywhere kind of environment, is not scalable due to memory wall or due to overlap of computation and communication. So these days the scientific community is coming up on hybrid programming using where actually you have a thread pool which runs within your node, and you have one leader or communication worker kind of model which communicate across all the nodes. But how to integrate distributed work scheduling in this kind of runtime? So these are the challenges. The contribution of this work is we provide a library-based API in a pgas library to express irregular computation. And this is a C++11 lambda-based function that also provides serial elision, so it's high productivity. We do a novel implementation of a distributed work scheduling in this runtime. I'll talk about that pgas library later on. So here we introduce a new victim selection policy that avoids all the internode failed steals. So there are no more internode failed steals. So what are the failed steals and what are the implications? We'll see in further slides. Now we also did a detailed performance study using some irregular applications and scaled up to 512 nodes on Edison supercomputer. That is altogether like 12K cores. And the results we obtained show that our approach can deliver performance benefit up to 7%. So let's go to the brief motivating analysis. So as we all know, load balancing on a multi-core processor can be done very effectively using work scheduling. We have one thread running on each core, and they have their local queue of tasks, which we call deck. When one of the worker or thread runs out of its task on its local deck, it will steal from the other. So generally, this is implemented using a low overhead, compare and swap operations. But what happens when we go to a distributed work scheduling, where we do work scheduling on a supercomputer or a cluster like this? So we can have a thread pool running at each of the multi-core node, where there is intra-node stealing happening, which is already very low overhead due to CAS operations. But when they try to steal from each other across the node, they have to do a hop across the network, and they are basically very costly. So internode steals are costlier than intranode steal. Now, what are the failed steal attempts? So if one of the worker who is trying to do a steal from whether it's local worker or a remote worker is succeeded, that we call a successful steal. But if it failed to steal a task, we call that as a failed steal. So intranode failed steals are actually, it doesn't have any much overhead, noticeable overhead, because it's like a compare and swap operation. But when we go across the network, there becomes the overhead can become noticeable. So to summarize, internode failed steals are more costly than intranode steals, and also there is a very high probability that a worker who is trying to steal across the node may stumble upon the same worker. So he can end up doing a multiple times failed steal from the same victim. So our approach is to use a Habanero UPC++ library. It is a pgas library. It's described in this publication. Here we use a thread pool which is running on every multi-core node, And there is a leader, which we call as communication worker, who does all the communication on behalf of all the other workers, which we say as computation worker. So the communication is funneled to the communication worker, who is in charge of doing talking to the remote node. So we have several different types of asynchronous tasking APIs, both for intranode parallelism and internode parallelism there. So in this work, we provided a programming model to express irregular computation. And we, as I mentioned, we implemented a high-performance distributed work stealing that completely removes all the internode fail steals. So what is the programming model? So this is a programming model we proposed. So this is we call this function as async any, which basically accepts a C++ 11 lambda function, and it's a self-contained computation, and which can be shipped to remote node or on a local node, a local multi-core, whichever worker is free. So it's a runtime job to schedule it properly. So as you can see, if we just remove this function, it will be serial code. So we provide serial elision, and hence we improve the productivity. Now coming on to the runtime implementation, we implemented two different runtimes. So basically our novel part is the success-only EWS, but we also implemented another runtime, which is called baseline, which uses prior work in this area. And the success only use this baseline, but do some enhancements such that we don't incur any, you know, internode failed steals. Okay, so let's briefly see the baseline implementation. So we have a supercomputer or a cluster with multi-core node. There is a thread pool running at each of the node. So we have scheduled, we have launched an async any. So the worker at, let's say, this node, any computation worker is like incurred a failed steal, is not able to steal anything from its local worker. Then he'll talk to the leader here, and the leader will initiate a global distributed work stealing. The leader will use RDMA-based probes to find out which of the other nodes are having some task actually. So beyond some threshold, if he is able to find a potential victim, he will then lock that victim and wait for tasks to arrive. So this is an overhead here. Now in the next step, the remote leader, the one who is a victim, will try to steal. He will do a lazy stealing. That is, he will try to steal now from its local workers to pack a task and send it back to the thief. So again, if he was not able to steal something from its local worker, it is called so he will not return any task to the remote thief, and in that case, it's an internode failed steal. So this is how the baseline work, and it has the overheads in, written in red here. Now, when we come to the success only runtime, here all the steps 1 to 5 are same except the fourth step. So in the fourth step, we don't wait. So here, there is the thief will do an asynchronous task request. So he will, rather than waiting on this victim, he will keep on doing a request to another victim, task request to remote victim. So basically, this will be step 6 will be repeat step 3 and step 4, and it will keep on doing this until unless it gets a task from any of the previously contacted victim. So it can get tasks from one or more than one victim. And he breaks out, either he gets a task or the application terminates. So we get rid of all the internode failed steals in this way. So coming to the experimental evaluation, we use two different UTS trees, and we use the nQueen's benchmark, and we ran our evaluation on Edison supercomputer at NERSC, scaling up to 512 node. Each node is like 24 cores. So coming to the first graph here, if you see the x-axis is the number of nodes. So this is number of cores. So this is 64 node, and this is 512 nodes. And on the y-axis here, we show the total number of failed steal attempts for the baseline runtime. So we have three different applications here, two different UTS trees and the nQueens. So as we saw in the implementation, in the baseline, there will be internode failed steal happening. So this is the total number of internode failed steals at all the nodes, and it's shown in the log scale here. Now, when we see the speed up of our runtime, that is success only runtime, so it will be showing performance benefit because it avoids all internode failed steal. So here on the x-axis, we have the number of cores, and on the y-axis, we have the speed up over the baseline runtime. So if you notice, the speed up will be a lot more where actually the number of failed steals were larger. So like number of internode failed steals were larger. So we see a better speed up as we increase the number of nodes. So the maximum we observed was 7%. So so the takeaway from this slide is that higher internode failed steal in baseline will imply that better performance and success only. Finally, to summarize, so internode steals are costlier than intranode steals. Failed steal will hamper, failed internode steals hamper the performance. And we used async any based API, which provides serial elision. It takes a C++7 lambda function to express the complex irregular computation. And finally, we proposed, implemented a success-only runtime, which avoids all the internode failed steals. Thank you.